once you bring plants into an interior space, then it changes the whole outlook of that space so that people can enjoy it and live and thrive.
Welcome to the Joy Powered Workspace Podcast, where we help HR and business leaders embrace joy in the workplace. I'm Jody Curtis, owner of Purple Inc., an HR consulting firm. And with me is my friend and co-host, Susan White, owner of Susan Tender White Consulting, also an HR consulting practice. Our topic today is called Refresh Your Space, the Art of Bringing Nature Indoors. In January 2020, we had a joy-powered podcast episode called Art, Culture, and Engagement with my friend and HR consultant and art gallery owner, Jill Lehman.
It was me. It was really eye-opening that art can make employees happier. It can even reduce stress. While some people might not even notice the artwork on the wall, for those that do, it can be a big mood booster.
Yeah. And not only does art better the disposition of workers, but it can also provide a competitive advantage for companies. Studies have shown that if a workspace incorporates artwork, workers tend to work faster, are more innovative, and form better bonds with their colleagues.
Wow. One of the most important links between art and business is the problem-solving component. Artists tend to look at the world a little differently, and that manifests itself in their work. By hanging that work on our office walls, by considering that art, by opening ourselves up to new perspectives, we can expand our problem-solving abilities.
Our Purple Ink office, which we call the Ink Pad, is filled with art, plants, and bright colors. So many times we have guests in the office who comment on the energy in the room or the spur of creativity they feel when they're in our office. Now, viewing this from a different perspective, I read a November article on LinkedIn, which we will link in our show notes. And it said, office work still has several negative effects on both mental and physical health. So organizations should actively search for ways to counteract work-related effects and create a pleasant atmosphere that promotes health at the workplace, improves the social climate, and brings out the best in both employees and employers. One way that has been proven numerous times to enhance health, overall well-being, productivity, and even to decrease absenteeism in the office is including more nature in and around the office. So now it's not only just art, but a piece of nature as well. Research shows that nature relieves stress, makes people think positively, and improves productivity, creativity, and overall health. This is a major insight if you realize that more and more people live in cities, which often lack nature around them, and they may suffer from stress at work and are affected by burnout on an unprecedented scale. You know, I think too, with more people just working from home, I know for me, sometimes I don't ever leave my house, you know, so I'm not even getting out in any kind of weather. With more nature around, employees could feel more at ease, perform better, and be healthier. In a separate LinkedIn article that was in August 2023, they said nature does the trick, and not only in our free time, but ideally also in the office. A natural environment gives us humans a boost and ensures mental clarity. Regular walks outdoors improves our mood and increases our ability to concentrate and remember things. But nature walks are often difficult to fit into a hectic workday. But we can remedy this by designing our working environment with a closeness to nature and mind. And we bring some of these positive effects from the outside to the inside.
We all love harmony. And when our rooms are visually coordinated, we feel at ease. With a coherent, naturally inspired room concept, you can take the office to the next level, making a good impression on clients and employees alike. A natural wall design, matching picture absorbers, a privacy screen that blends seamlessly into the surroundings, and natural accents in several places make for a stylish overall look. I got to be honest, Jody, the more we talk about this, I'm looking around my little office space and I'm thinking, maybe I need to upgrade, you know, get some more nature in here.
Yeah.
I have pictures from trips that I've been on.
Yes. You have some great art.
In
your office. Yeah.
Well, I think after reading this, I'm thinking I might need to go a little more nature.
Yeah, I think I do too at my house. So we invited an expert to join us to learn more about nature in the workspace. Stephanie Carlson founded her biophilic design. We'll learn more about that in a minute. And landscaping company in 2016 with a mission of designing, building, and creating beautiful, sustainable, happy spaces, both indoors and outdoors. She hopes to energize places where people live, work, play, study, and heal. While raising four children, Stephanie loved teaching them about the joys of gardening, playing outside, and sharing her love of nature. But later, she decided to continue educating people about the benefits of nature and find innovative ways to incorporate nature into any space. Thus, her fifth child, NatureSpire, was born. Stephanie worked with our Purple Ink team to create a small living wall. Not only do I love the look of it, but I love the smell of the fresh plants. Welcome, Stephanie, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I can't wait to tell you how to make a joy-powered workplace with plants.
Ah, I love it. So I think our listeners and myself and Susan are interested to know, what is biophilic design?
So biophilic design is the theory that, not even a theory, it's proven that people and plants are one and one. They mean so much to each other. Like, we love nature. Plants love us. We give off carbon dioxide. They give off oxygen. And so it's like a union that you can't live without. And so once you bring plants into an interior space, or bring nature into an interior space, then it changes the whole outlook of that space so that people can enjoy it and live and thrive. And, you know, we spend 95% of our time indoors, working at work or in the hospitals or inside, cleaning house, whatever it is. We don't get outside as much as we'd like to. And the combination of biophilic design is all about people, humans, and nature thriving together.
95%. I have to tell you, I know I fall into that category, but I am surprised it's that high for, you know, an average.
It is that high. So I was surprised too. That's just why we got more involved in this, because we thought, if we're spending that much time indoors, and back in the day, there was the sick building syndrome. So how do we make our spaces healthier and happier and do more for our employees, not even our employees, but our children at home? Like, what do we create? What kind of space do we create that allows us to be outdoors inside? So that is... So biophilic design really came into fruition probably about like in the 80s. And it was just kind of a theory kind of tossed around at that time. And, you know, nobody really knew that plants were so important. But I mean, we learned in biology class that they give off oxygen and they thrive on our carbon dioxide. So, you know, there's nothing to support it or to prove that that was a fact except what we learned in biology class. So now there's actual studies that have been done with Terrapin Green and with other people that have said, let's see if this really works. NASA sent a snake plant up to outer space in the 80s, and they proved that the Sansevieria is one of the best plants you could ever have in your home. It's super easy to take care of, and it thrives on our toxins, and it gives off the oxygen that we need to survive and be healthy with.
Yeah, interesting.
What are the benefits of adding nature to the interior design of a workspace?
Well, first of all, I would say there's a lot of different ways to do it. We prefer doing, live plants, because then you get the true benefits of having the live plant in the space. And basically, it purifies the air. Having all that greenery in your area, it's instead of having, a gray cubicle or something where you have workspace that's not, it's beautiful, it's nice, but that missing element is the plants that purify the air. So that's one of them. But the other one is just walking in and seeing some greenery and seeing the nature and being around the nature. It makes people happier, healthier. They want to come to work. Now there is a trend of doing these outdoor amenity spaces where people can go out and have, coffee in the morning or meet outside or be surrounded by plants and planters. And it's part of the interior design now. It's not just something that was like an afterthought.
Yeah. And what are some ways that you have done that specifically for you personally and through your company, Nature Spire?
So we started with interior plantscapes and just kind of knocking on doors saying, hey, do you guys want some plants for your office? It will just make people so much happier to be here. And there are studies that prove that. The whole idea is that you create this space, you have your furniture, you have your carpet, you have your paint. But when you add that greenery, it gives you an extra pop of happiness, just an extra pop of like, I really want to be here. This is great. My employer truly cares about me. So people can bring their own plants. We can, a lot of times people will bring their own plants, and it's just like kind of pet friendly. It's plant friendly.
I love that. So what if I don't have a green thumb? And that truly is speaking for me, because I don't have a green thumb and I don't feel like I have time to take care of plants.
I believe that everyone has a green thumb. So I love training and educating and helping people to learn how to take care of their own plants. And a lot of it is based on consistency. Like, you don't have to pay attention to it for a couple of weeks and you're good, but you got to make sure you water it and care for it and fertilize it and things like that every once in a while. So you could actually put that in your calendar as just a thing that you do if you want to do it yourself. Or we always offer maintenance. I mean, we will take care of anybody's plants just to keep everything looking nicely so that they don't have to worry about it. They can just enjoy it.
That's the way I like it, when someone else takes care of it. And Stephanie, what is your dream for Nature Spire in the future? I know you're working with clients all over the country now. What other dreams do you have?
It's been kind of fun. And I, when we started, 7 years ago, I wasn't sure which direction this was going to go, because I just really wanted to do something that was beneficial to people, that would make people happy and create spaces where they really wanted to be and they could thrive. So, like I mentioned, we started just doing kind of some knocking on some doors saying, hey, you guys want plants? And then we started working with architects, and now we're doing exterior landscapes. And basically my goal is to just create beautiful spaces at the end of the day where people can relax and enjoy their lives, whether it's at work or whether it's at home. Just creating something unique and different. Live plants on walls, we will create this whole system where people can walk in and see this beautiful plant space and just enjoy it, do selfies, do Instagram photos, just like have fun with it. And then we've done add plants to space, make sure it is a part of the interior design. So we're working with a couple companies now that, have had all the furnishings, everything else, and they just need something more. And, this is like kind of a furnishing, but it's enhanced furnishings. It's just something that adds a little bit more of the space to make it, you know, so much more inviting for customers, for clients, for your employees, for your owners, literally for everyone. So, you know, we do the moss walls. So that's a way to add greenery without having to care for it. It's all preserved plants that were alive at one time. And so we take that as an interior design technique, and we can pretty much do logo walls, moss walls, anything that is adds nature to space without maintenance, which you girls might like, you ladies might like. And we do artificial too. So occasionally there's a situation where we did a project down in Bloomington for the University of Indiana, where for student housing, of course, you don't want live stuff in there. That's like way too hard to take care of. But they wanted greenery. They wanted the kids to come in and enjoy the space. The leasing center is beautiful. It's got a, we've got a ton of artificial greenery in it, and it just looks amazing.
Yeah, nice.
So, Stephanie, how could our listeners reach out to you if they're interested in learning more about this topic?
They can always call me. I am very accessible because I love teaching and sharing about how different ways that people can add greenery to their lives, their space, or, you know, their exterior locations. Yeah, you can call me directly on my cell phone at 317-414-5607. I really love what nature does for people. So I would love to help you figure out how to incorporate it into your space. And we have a website at naturespire.com. That's N-A-T-U-R. No E, S-P-I-R-E. I'm Swedish, and that's the Swedish spelling of nature, N-A-T-U-R. So remember that. And so the other way is to just look us up on, you know, follow us on Instagram at _naturespire. And, you know, reach out to us on Facebook. There's so many ways you can contact us. And we are doing work in, you know, Dallas and Chicago. We did some things in Knoxville. So we're all over the place. We're based in Indianapolis, Carmel, Indiana, at the Indiana Design Center. But, you know, we love nature so much. We want to bring it to you and help you figure out how to incorporate it into your lives.
Yeah, that's excellent. What was your last joy-powered moment at work?
I think every day we have joy-powered moments because we bring joy into spaces that people never would have dreamed would have looked so amazing when we leave. And it's been kind of really exciting when we go to a space and we have this blank wall and we put up a living wall or a moss wall or something pretty incredible. And the joy that we see on people's faces, they're so happy. And that's joy-powered to me every day.
Love it. Well, thank you for joining us. And I feel inspired not only to see our plants that you put in our office, but to think about having more in my own house as well, too.
We'll take care of you, Jody. You don't have to worry about it. We'll keep those babies alive or train you how to do it.
I'd probably need the maintenance service. Well, thank you for joining us, Stephanie.
Thank you so much for inviting me. And I just love talking about plants and joy. So what a good combination.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Jody, I found that so interesting. You know, it's ironic to me that we're talking about this topic today about how important it is to get nature inside, because I'm going on a nature walk today. First time in my entire life, I'm going on a community center here has organized a nature walk. So it's going to be like 30 degrees. I'm going to bundle up and I'm going to get out there and embrace it.
I love it. I love it. You'll have to share with us how it went and if it inspired you or to help you find joy in the middle of the day.
Will do. So Jody, it's time for our listener question. The following question came from one of our listeners who provided us feedback on a prior episode. Please know that we welcome questions anytime, anywhere from our listeners. Here's the question. How can I network while still employed in a way that will not endanger my current position?
Well, I love this question because, of course, I just wrote with my co-author, Christine Burroughs, a book on joy-powered networking, which is maybe how they came up with this question, because we did a podcast on that as well, too. But I thought it was interesting, which I think is very common, that it sounds like she's networking for a new position, right? Which I think a lot of people see as a time when I really need to get my networking act together, put my networking shoes on to look for something new. So I would encourage people to be networking all the time so that you keep up that network of people who might be able to help you find something new. But I also found it fascinating. You know, it used to be on LinkedIn, when we updated our LinkedIn page, it was kind of a sign that, oh, they must be looking for a job. they updated their LinkedIn, which now, of course, you don't, that doesn't have to go out to people every time you update it. So that makes sense. But I just totally think networking in general is good for everyone. So I don't think your employer would necessarily know you're looking for a job just because you're putting that out there more often. Now, if you're, it could be you're working in your field in your association or at a conference, but you might also just be networking more locally or in places where you're looking for a new role that your employer might not be at, right? Or they might not be at some of those bigger conferences. So I say I wouldn't even think of networking as an impediment to thinking my employer would find out about it, right? But just enjoy the benefits of networking for what they are, whether you're looking for a new role or not. What do you think, Susan?
Yeah, I appreciate all of your advice there. One of my kids, when he was looking for work, he's like, oh man, I know, Mom, you always say I should be networking. Now I'm really getting serious about it. Well, the fact is, ever since, I'm going to say a couple jobs ago, he has taken on my belief that you need to always be developing new relationships. So now if he gets called by headhunter, he takes the conversation. He, even though he's not interested in moving, he takes the conversation. When he has an opportunity to go somewhere, he does connect with people afterwards on LinkedIn. He has finally got it that you always want to be making new contacts, new friends, whether you're looking for a job or not. So for our listener, I think that, you know, if your employer sees that you are, you know, attending events and that you are, if they happen to be following you on LinkedIn, see that you keep growing your network, I would hope that they would not be threatened by that. Instead, I think that they would be glad that you are immersed in the world. So don't let it hold you back. I think this is a bottom line.
Right. I agree. One other thing I will add to that, Susan, is, and of course, I love networking to make new contacts, but it can also be refreshing some of your relationships from previous contacts, right? So maybe people you used to work with who could serve as a reference for you, or maybe, you know, will have additional contacts in the position that you're looking for. So go back and see, you know, who is in my network that I haven't stayed in touch with, and it might be a good time to reach out to them as well.
I love to hear from people that I worked with years and years ago. It's just delightful to me. So go delight somebody else and do that.
Yes, same here. Next is our In the News segment. In a fall 2023 study conducted by Empress Insights by the Coven, they're a co-working space centered on the experiences of historically underserved communities. They found 30% of employers have not responded meaningfully to ageism in the workplace.
40% of employers do not have policies in place to support older workers.
25% of workers are dissatisfied with their company's support of workers over the age of 55.
36% of workers over the age of 55 do not feel positively regarded by younger employees.
Since we happen to fall in these categories, I think.
Yes, we do.
Give some advice. So, based on that, I recommend that you consider how Are you addressing ageism in the workplace, if at all? What benefits might you be offering that appeal to older workers? And or what policies might you have or want to have in your workspace that also talks about ageism or maybe just diversity in general, right? Generally, older workers seek support from employers on retirement preparation, flexible work arrangements, and accommodations for employees facing health challenges. Of course, those are good for all employees, but might be a little bit more in tune to people in the workforce who are older. Thanks for listening today. Please tune in next time and make it a joy-powered day.
Thank you. If you would like SHRM recertification credit for listening to this podcast, please visit getjoypowered.com/SHRM. You'll find an evaluation of the podcast, and once you complete the evaluation, you will see the SHRM recertification credit code and a link to a proof of participation certificate. Again, that's getjoypowered.com/SHRM. Thank you for listening, and thanks for your dedication to the HR profession.
If you like this show, please tell a few friends about us and let us know what you thought by leaving us a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts. You can find more information on our podcast, our books, our blogs, and more at getjoypowered.com. We're at Joy Powered on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook. And you can send us an email at joypowered@gmail.com. Make it a joy-powered day.